Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell you our stories. You tell us your stories. We're here to laugh with you, to bring some levity to your day.
Do some cringing.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was your week?
My week was, you know, good. I have rocking chair epiphanies.
Okay.
One being that my ears ring when I drink coffee. How was your week?
Your ears ring when you drink coffee, the caffeine?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I've heard that is a thing. I do have like tinnitus too, but I'm not giving up coffee for anything. If
no.
That's the cause.
Oh, it just, I notice that when I drink coffee, I get a ringing in my ears. I just think that the two are connected and correlated and I've got to do some research.
And weren't you just telling me something in the car that happened?
I mean, I was, but it's been.
No, we need to share it. We need to share it. That's what this show is.
Rocking chair epiphany isn't enough for the week review.
No.
Okay, fine. So I was dancing for my son to the song Let It Go from Frozen. I was wearing a robe.
Where were you?
In my house, my living room.
Okay.
And the windows were open because it's a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
And I said, let it go. And to make my son, he's a year old. I'm not traumatized. But I thought it'd be funny if I just opened my robe and was like, let it go. And then I did. And then I saw a dad from the park walking outside, like past the window. And I was just blatantly showing it all. It's so embarrassing. And my son
showing
was just not paying attention. He didn't even care.
So
he didn't laugh. My son didn't laugh. He didn't say, oh, mommy, nothing. He was just like thinking about something else.
And Did the dad react?
The dad. No, because he's a shy guy. I know him from the park. And if he did see, you would never know.
He turned his head.
But let it go. I thought there's no better moment for me than let it go. And you open your robe. And I thought my son would somehow register the comedy. Store it. And let it feed his brain, his comedic brain. That's what we got to do. And yeah, nothing. It was just a moment alone that happens that I'm now blasting to the whole world.
That you're now sharing with everyone.
How was your week?
My week was good. I feel like the whole week has just turned into like what we're watching. Like, and that's, you know.
What are you watching?
So this is not a funny show, but I recently, have you seen Them on Amazon Prime? Have you heard of it?
No.
It is so intense. It is, trigger warning, it is traumatizing. It is a painful watch. You will bawl your eyes out, but it's about racism and about like redlining. The first season takes place in the 50s and it centers around a black couple that moves to Los Angeles into Compton at the time, which was predominantly white. And they're one of the only black families. And it's basically their experience and what they had to go through. And it is just, I mean, the acting is phenomenal. But again, it is an important show to watch. It's a painful show. It's not a like true story beginning to end, but it is based on all true things that have happened that continue to happen.
Of course,
and racism in America. Honestly, it should have been called American Horror Story because that is essentially
it is a horror story.
What's happening. So the first season takes place in the 50s and then they both are in Los Angeles. And the second season takes place in the 90s during the Rodney King trials. So both are just, I mean, it's so well done. It is definitely worth watching.
Two seasons.
Yeah.
And it's scripted.
It's scripted.
Someone wrote it. Okay,
it's scripted, but, you know, again, based on, like, real things that happened. So
sure. So, but it's not a documentary. It's actors doing it.
No,
that's,
it's actors.
That's great.
Yeah.
I will check it out for sure.
Yeah, it's really good. It's an important watch for sure. It's painful. It is a hard watch, but it is an important watch.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like, did you see the Jon Bon Jovi documentary? And you're like, I watched something.
I watched cheesy stuff too. But I watched The Circle also, which was so dumb. And
I've heard of The Circle.
So
did it come out a while ago?
Stupid. It's on like the sixth season and I never watched any of them. And for some reason I was like, well, let me start with the sixth season. Everybody said the sixth season is terrible. So maybe the other ones are better, but like, it's so dumb. It's basically like they're all trying to fool each other and like who is like the top going to be the top like influencer. So they never see each other. There's catfish in there and they're trying to be the best, well-liked and voted to the top essentially.
It sounds so good.
I'm
going to check both of those things out.
I mean, so I watch serious things and I watch stupid things.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good to have a balance.
It's good to have balance. But that was, that was my week.
Yeah.
That was my week. Let's get into some embarrassing stories.
Let's get into some laughter and some levity.
Okay, sure. I will go first. This first story comes from my girl, Juju.
Boop, boop.
And she actually tells us on the first episode of her podcast,
She's
Dear Juju.
Amazing podcast.
Her show is so funny. It's a lifestyle and advice podcast. She's hilarious. hilarious. And she's basically like a raunchy modern day Abby. Like that's her whole thing. Like it's so entertaining. You have to go check it out. It's called Dear Juju. Go check out Dear Juju. Anyway, here we go. Juju writes. So after New Year's, I set up a play date with my oldest son and his friend. And it's a mom that I'm friends with that I haven't seen. So I don't go full Dear Juju. When she says that, she like goes all out. She wears like dressing gowns. Like she does her hair. She does like amazing jewelry, like phenomenal. So she didn't go full Dear Juju. She wore leather joggers, a cute jacket, like a bomber jacket, right?
Cute.
Now, my kids are like me. They want to be naked all the time, especially when it's not appropriate. But you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. What can I say? So my daughter takes off her shoes by the sandbox. And I'm like, girl, it is way too cold for that. You got to put your shoes on. So I go to get her shoes and there's a dad there. And it's not just like a dad that's cute for dads, but like one of the most handsome men I've ever seen.
I love that.
He was probably a soap opera actor and probably in Los Angeles.
I can totally picture it.
You know, one of those where you're just like, wow.
You're like, why'd they put a statue next to the sandbox? Oh,
you're kind of beautiful.
That's alive.
That always like makes you sweat. It's like, you're too hot. I don't want to look at you.
Well, because you're used to seeing moms around. Yeah, and you're like, oh.
The hot dad will distract you every time. And he was staring at me and I was like, oh my God. You know, I was thinking in my head, God, he's really feeling me. So I go and I get my daughter's shoes and I go back to where my friends are. I was like, girl, you got to put your shoes on. And I look over and he's staring at me again.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my God. I was thinking to myself, you know, when you got the energy, honey, that is a blessing and a curse. You know?
Yes.
Like, hello, I'm here with my kids. There's clearly a ring on it. A backup daddy. Stare, stare, stare bearer, care bearer. Okay? She's so funny.
That is hilarious.
He would not stop staring at me. And I'm just like, oh my God, he's in love. You know what I mean? Like, what can I do? You know, he's in love. He loves me. He thinks I am just the bee's knees.
I love it.
Coincidentally, I also see one of my really good friends who brought her friend's daughter to the park. So she's up on the play structure and she yells out, Juju. And then she waves her hand. I'm like, what? What are you doing here? So I go up and I hug her. And then the dad comes up to me and he's like, hey, excuse me. And I look down and I'm like,
you're like, are we really doing this?
Hey. Hey. Now, I sometimes get this because as my mommy day job, I'm a choreographer on commercials. So when you're the choreographer on set screaming 5, 6, 7, 8 and your name's Juju, a lot of people remember you. So that's what I figured. I figured I'd worked with him before. And so I'm hugging my friend and I look down and I'm like, oh my God, hi. Yes. Hot dad. How are you? And he looks up at me and he says, your ass is out.
Oh.
Now, it takes a lot for me to be embarrassed. I'm basically never embarrassed, ever, really. And I felt a twinge in that moment.
My gosh.
And I was like, oh, it is. And I touched it. When I had squatted down in my pleather freaking joggers from Zara to get my girl's boots, it ripped in the seam.
What?
And one of the flaps was fully open. And I was walking around for damn near 30 minutes with my ass hanging out at the park.
This guy is off to the side staring.
Yeah.
And then decides after 30 minutes, you know what?
He was probably thinking, do I tell her? Do I not tell her? And the best part about it is I was like, oh my God, he is feeling me.
You're like, that is so funny.
It's so embarrassing. I told my husband about it and we were both in tears and he's like, girl, mm-mm. So what I told him when he said, your ass is out, I was like, tell me you ate too much during the holidays without telling me. Am I right? You know, this is the price we pay for taking our kids to the park.
I love it. I also love that that is what she said.
Yeah.
She has this personality that just is ready to just make you laugh so hard.
I would be mortified. I don't even know what I would say. I would probably like try to grab, if I had a jacket on, hopefully I would wrap it around my waist and like run out of the park. It's
that
so embarrassing.
Is so bad.
But I just love that she was like, he is feeling me. I am so hot today. He just cannot keep his eyes off of me. And he is looking at my ass. He was looking at
your
ass.
I'm going to call your wife, but let's keep it PG here. You know, that's so funny.
I know. And him just being like, I know you just see, picture him like sitting back like, oh my God, I have to tell her. Like, is that inappropriate? Like, okay, now she sees me staring at her. I wonder what she's thinking. Like, I got to say something. Because if he leaves too, then he's just the creepy dad that stared at her. And he's like, I got to say
something.
Well, forever,
there's a dynamic. Every time you see him, you're like, not today, pal. I get it.
Calm down. Okay, calm down.
Today.
I know I'm hot, but calm down. Yeah.
That is so funny.
It's so funny.
Oh, and you know, those joggers sounded really cute. I'm sorry they were ruined.
It happens. That the old squat down and rip the ass. Oh, yeah. We've all done it.
To me a million times. Yeah. Especially, did you remember when you had those, what are they, what is that technical name with the jeans that cut off at your like mid hip? They were low.
Oh, you mean just low like
riders.
Low rise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Low rise. I had a few unfortunate
like
moments
B's.
On a bike where women were like, your whole butt's hanging out. I'm like, on a bike.
Oh, it was constant. I told you we called it the whale tails. It was supposed to be, you're supposed to see your ass in those.
But that's why I love the high waist. I will never go back.
Now I'm very into the high waist.
Boop, boop. Mm-hmm. I'm on the highway, a highway bus. What?
You're on a highway to high waist.
Okay. This is from Sam in Miami, Florida. And he writes, recently, I was working late with my friend and my two young kids had patiently been there with us. They'd been so good all day and it was pretty late when we finished up and closed shop. My friend is like an uncle to my kids. He wanted to spoil them for being so good and offered to take them out for ice cream.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. I'd recently eaten a big meal that day, but got ice cream with everyone else. What always ends up happening is that my kids get full and give me the rest of theirs to eat, which I do because ice cream is delicious.
As you do.
As you do.
You got to finish your kid. Everyone's finishing their kids' leftovers.
All those flavors. Then my friend suggested that we get some dinner at Panda Express. The kids were excited and hadn't eaten dinner yet, so I agreed it'd be a nice treat for them. My friend was really spoiling them. I ended up getting Panda Express too, even though I'd already had a big meal.
I mean, how can you resist Panda Express? You got to love
the smell. Hits you when you walk in, it's perfect.
Sponsor us.
Please sponsor us, Panda Express. And ice cream. Please sponsor us ice cream.
Ice cream. Sponsored by ice cream.
It was now 8:30 at night and we said goodbye to my friend and headed home for the evening. On our way home, the rumbling in my tummy started.
Oh no.
I had not intended to eat that much and my stomach began screaming at me. The shitstorm was coming and the clock was ticking. Uh-oh. If I didn't act fast, I was going to poop my pants.
Oh no.
I did some mental math. How long till home? Too long. I pulled up to a gas station and I went in to use their bathroom. I felt terrible to leave my kids in the car, but in this emergency, I had to. The bathroom was closed.
It was the car or your pants or the gas station.
This pit stop.
Wait, the bathroom was closed?
The bathroom was closed.
No.
Yes. So he runs in.
That was your saving grace.
Yes, I know. Okay, so the time, like the clock is ticking.
Oh, no.
This pit stop had wasted precious time. I jumped back into the car as the sweat started prickling my forehead. We've all had it, that feeling when your guts start to win, when the pressure makes them burn.
Mm.
The hair on my arm stood up as I white-knuckled the steering wheel.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
However, I was determined to make it home, and I kept it together.
Ugh, okay.
Good, good, good.
That's a lot of focus and concentration.
Oh, you have to just turn up the radio. You know, your kids talk to you, and whatever you can do to just, like, stay
to
focused.
To hold every butthole muscle in your body.
to the ground. Pulling into my driveway, I turned off the car and ran for the door. Again, I left my kids in the car, but this time I ran back to get them. The delay was wasting precious time, but there was no way I was leaving them in the car in the driveway. I have never clenched my butt so tight as I sprinted carrying my two kids in my arms.
How do you sprint and clench? That is a hard thing to do. You can't sprint and clench.
Yeah, I know.
You have to hop.
Is that in the Olympics? I feel like it should be. You got to hop. You do. There's no time for hopping.
Okay, there's no time.
Miraculously, I got us all into the house and ran for the bathroom, slammed the door, turned to the toilet, but never made it.
Oh, no.
All I could do was stand there for a second, silently taking it all in. I just ruined my favorite pair of pants.
No. Not the favorite pair.
Oh, that's the worst. It's your favorite pair of pants.
Mm.
Then one of my kids pushed the door open a little bit. He looked in at me, smelled the air, and said practically, "Dad, did you poo?" I snapped out of it. "Yes, son," I said. My daughter appeared behind him solemnly. I asked them to go get me a change of clothes and a towel as I cleaned up and took a very long shower. It was the shower of shame.
The shower of shame.
Once clean and changed, I headed out to the garage to throw everything I'd worn away. I had bound and wrapped it in towels and then in a garbage bag, and I threw my favorite pair of pants away forever.
Oh, man.
Word to the wise that ice cream and Panda Express are not a smooth move. But the valuable lesson. But the valuable lesson for my kids is that even adults poop their pants.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Thank you, Sam, for sharing that. You are a hero.
That's a great story.
You did the best you could. It happens to everyone.
You almost made it. You were right there. That's the worst part.
We are here because of these stories. Because it happens to everybody.
Having your kids just staring at you and like...
And
Did you poo? Okay, well, I got another one for you.
Let's hear it.
This next story comes from Jane in Northern California, and she writes, "When I was 20, my best friend Emily and I decided to take a gap year from college and travel the world. That is always the coolest thing to me at 20 to have the balls to backpack around like Europe. Yeah. Like, that's so cool.
I love that. You've seen... There's nothing that prepares you more, I think, for the future than just traveling, seeing all the different places and going. And then
it's
you
so cool.
head into whatever day job you're looking for.
I know. It's like a rare person that can do that. It's pretty cool. We were super poor at the time and it saved up only like $3,000 for the whole trip by waiting tables. We didn't have extra money to spend on the required shots that would be mandatory for all of the countries that we would be visiting. Emily suggested that we go to this college hospital that was offering the whole package for next to nothing. We realized it would probably be a student giving the shots. But as I mentioned, we were super poor and excited about this opportunity. I mean, you gotta get your shots. You gotta take what you can.
You need those malaria shots.
And at 20, I'm sure I would have done the same thing, you know?
Yeah, totally.
When I arrived at the hospital, I had to fill out a ton of boring paperwork and I pretty much just skimmed through and signed. I was in the waiting room for a while and it was finally my turn. As the nurse escorted me to the room, she said I had to fully undress because some of the shots would be in my ass, some would be in my arm, some would be in my shoulder, etc. I know, I'm like, God, how many, like 20 shots?
She's like a pin doll.
All of the countries. Yeah.
It's like my butt, my arms.
It's a lot. Yeah, you have to get all the shots. Just get totally butt naked and get the shots. She left me a gown that she instructed I leave open, facing in the back. I went behind the curtain partition and undressed, and then I came out in my gown. There was a big mirror in the room, and I started doing all of the silly, unhinged things that you do when you're naked by yourself front of a mirror.
Love it. Like squatting down.
I started shaking my ass all around. I started dancing and watching it jiggle. I sang, shake, 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 ya booty. I slapped it from side to side. I played it like a bongo. I clenched my butt cheeks together and watched them dimple. I even spread my butt cheeks apart and looked at my asshole and bent over.
Okay. Whoa.
All the fun naked things you do by yourself.
She's in there a while.
She was in there a while. She was having the best time. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, your ass. I was being totally silly and passing the time while I waited for the nurse to administer the shots. Suddenly, the nurse knocked aggressively on the door and opened it before I even had a chance to answer. She said, "Miss Smith, you are aware that this is a teaching hospital and there are a classroom of students observing you on the other side of the mirror."
That, I, standing ovation.
Can
if I
you
could.
Imagine? It was in all of the paperwork that you filled out. I was completely shocked and humiliated, but being the prideful 20-year-old that I was, I tried my best to hide my face and responded, yes, of course.
Are you kidding me?
I love that instead of being like, oh my God, I didn't realize, I'm so sorry. She was like, yeah. Duh. Like, of course I knew.
Hey, this is part of this is part of the package.
This is the show that you asked for. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Of course I knew. Of course.
That is hilarious. Oh,
it's so
that's
funny.
Embarrassing.
I don't know if this made it better or worse because the nurse looked even more horrified at my response and stammered out, okay then, and proceeded to grab two of the students who were then going to administer the shots. I had to sit there for several minutes getting shots from these two students who had just literally seen the inside of my asshole and pretend that I was totally fine and that was normal. I'm sure the other students watching were laughing their asses off and have continued to tell this story for years. The only bonus was my hurt pride took away from the hurt of the shots and I was so in my head that I didn't even think about the pain.
I love that. I love that person.
The spreading over of the ass cheeks, the like playing your butt like a bongo, squeezing it and dimpling it, like shaking it all around. Like you're just like having the best time by yourself in front of the mirror, like la la la, being 20 and dumb. And then she's like, there's an entire class watching you.
There's a full class like trying to take notes, like looking away.
Can you imagine what those students were doing? Like those students, there's no way they could contain their
laughter. She made their day.
The nurse
she
was
made
like,
their day. It's so funny. It's so great.
It's such a great story.
It is a great story. I love that.
Yeah.
I also love that she was, you know, even though embarrassed, she covered it up.
I love that she's like, yeah. She's like, of course I know. Of course I know that.
I read every single word of the fine print. As you do.
She's like, clearly I knew there was an entire class watching me. I was putting on a show.
I love it so much. I love that kind of confidence. All right. This is from Michael in Long Beach.
Whoop,
whoop. So he writes, my wife and I were still dating when this happened. Things were new and we were really into each other. Deciding to take our relationship to the next level, we planned a weekend trip to San Diego together. Our compatibility seemed unshakable, but being together for 24 hours a day for 2 days was a looming question mark. Totally.
Dun, dun, dun. The dun, first dun, trip dun. You take together is always, yeah. It's eye-opening.
You're
right?
Going to see a lot more than you did before.
It's true.
Before checking into our hotel, we looked around for somewhere to eat and regrettably stopped searching when we saw world-famous chili burgers on a nondescript building downtown.
That's an interesting choice for a first getaway.
Exactly. First getaway. That's more like your 60th anniversary.
Yeah.
The last two words should have been enough for us to burn rubber away from there, but it sounded good enough to saunter up to the counter and ask for two burgers. With chili? Was the cheerful question the waiter asked. I looked at my girlfriend and we both nodded. If it's world famous, I said with a wink. We ate our burgers.
You gotta try it. You gotta try it.
You gotta try it. We ate our burgers and headed into our great adventure. The only thing world famous about that chili burger was its effect on our guts.
Oh, no.
Getting to the hotel took on a different meaning.
Oh, no.
Once in our room, my girlfriend nervously excused herself to use the bathroom.
Oh, man. That first getaway.
That turned into what you can imagine. She destroyed it.
Oh, no.
With thin walls, there was no escaping the sounds that came out of there. Oh. It was a symphony of trombones.
Oh, no.
I love that. Normally, I would politely leave the room to give her some privacy. However, I didn't leave because I was batting next. When she came out, I rushed in. We got a real whiff of each other for that hour. We spent pooping our guts out. When we were done, it was a miracle the hotel was still standing.
What
were we thinking eating chili burgers before a big day out in San Diego? Hey, listeners, the words chili hamburgers should never come near a romantic weekend.
Oh, no, they should not.
Never.
They should not.
That's like eating a pastrami sandwich. For your first date.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it.
That's anniversary material. The good news is that it didn't destroy us. It only made us stronger.
I feel like most people don't need that advice, though.
Yeah, but
not
you know
to
what?
Eat the chili burgers.
Yeah.
The world famous chili burgers.
I mean, maybe that's really they were foodies or something and they thought, oh, if these are world famous.
No, I mean, I get it. It sounds amazing, but not for your first getaway.
Well,
you don't know what's going to happen.
That Yelp review better be scathing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's
pretty
funny.
That is not world famous, not
no, that's,
for not
I mean,
the
what
chili
could be
burger.
More embarrassing on your first romantic yeah. getaway?
Well, and they brought him stronger. It made him stronger. So good.
True. That's cute. Okay, this next story is from a friend of both of ours.
Oh,
she
good.
Said I could use her real name. It's from Stephanie and Joshua Tree.
Stephanie.
She's hilarious and the story is perfection.
She's so good.
She writes.
She's so great.
So I'm a massage therapist, right? One day I get a call and there's a couple who wants a massage. Wonderful. That's what I do. I traveled to these people's Airbnb and I proceeded to give this woman and man each a 60-minute massage. They loved it. Everything was wonderful. They tipped me great and I was on my merry way. I'm loading my things into my car when I realize that I left my car keys inside the house.
Oh, no.
Side note, I live in Joshua Tree, and there are a lot of really cool Airbnbs.
This is amazing.
This particular Airbnb was a literal house of glass. As you walk up to the house, you turn a corner and are faced with a wall of glass. You're walking up to the front door. It's all glass. You can absolutely see through the entire house.
That is so cool.
Isn't that cool?
I want to rent that.
Do you?
No.
As I'm walking up to the front door, I can see that the woman is now vigorously moving her head back and forth. It takes me a few more steps, and then I realize that in the 3 minutes I was loading my car, this woman started the dick-sucking marathon of her life.
Okay.
Now,
what?
Mind you, if I continue to walk
what
up...
What do you do?
If I can... Okay, so what would you do? Let's pause it there. What would you do in this situation?
You can't drive away. Literally, you don't have your keys. You don't have your keys.
So what do you do? What are you doing?
You can't interrupt it.
What are you going to do?
I guess I go for a hike. I don't know. What do you do?
It's probably hot though. It's Joshua Tree.
You're burning alive. What do you do? I don't know. I don't know at this point.
All right, let's see what she did. Okay. I know. It's a lot.
This is amazing. A glass house?
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, if I continue to walk up to knock on the door, the man's going to see me seeing him getting a blowjob. I'm mortified. I immediately run back to my car and literally scream. I decide that maybe giving it a few minutes is the best idea. I honk my horn so they know I'm there. I'm like, smart. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
And then I walk back up the stairs. They have now moved into the living room and this woman is straight riding the dude midair. She's cowgirling right in front of you.
I'm sorry, but what this do you sort do? Of like gallery of like sexual positions that she keeps getting is so funny.
But she's already honked the horn. Like they're so into it, they haven't heard. So what do you do now? What are you going to do?
I mean, I probably would freeze for too long and just get an eyeful, just like, is this happening to me? And then I'd have to like run away. I'd have to back out. So they wouldn't see me.
I know, but like, what are you going to do? Okay, so.
Well, you know what she does.
Yeah, so listen. Okay.
Oh, God.
I run back to my car and I scream again. I then realize the only thing I can truly do is just go up there and knock on the window and interrupt them, because the longer I wait in the driveway for them to finish, the weirder it's going to fucking be. And that's true. Like, you're sitting there for 20 minutes to be like, I forgot my keys.
It takes hours.
It's like a marathon. And she's left and it's probably already been like 10 minutes at this point. And she's like, okay, I can't just keep waiting outside. Then they know that I've seen them anyway. I'm just waiting. And that is creepy to be like, what if she was like watching us? You know what I mean?
Right.
So she's like, I have to just do it. I'm like, this is so funny.
But to interrupt, because you know that massage was part of the beginning of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So to interrupt, it's sort of, what are they going to just be like, pick up where they left off? No.
Well, they're going to have to.
Okay.
So I go up the stairs and literally start knocking on the windows like an insane person with my eyes closed. I love that she's like, I start screaming, I'm so sorry, I forgot my keys. And she's just like eyes closed, knocking at the door.
That's all they see is just this person like, oh, hello.
Then I see the woman running away butt naked into the back of the house. And then the man, only wearing a shirt, comes to the front with only his shirt covering his penis and says, you left your keys?
That's so embarrassing.
I seeing my keys on the kitchen table.
He's like a full boner.
He's trying to cover himself with the shirt.
I want to know what was like the shirt. Like, is there a decal?
I'm picturing a Hawaiian shirt for some reason, but I'm like, is he like Winnie the Pooh it with like a, just like a t-shirt? I know. It's pretty funny. Like
Hawaiian.
Winnie the Pooh in it over there. I seeing my keys on the kitchen table, literally run past him. I grab my keys and I run back out screaming, I'm so sorry. He just casually replied, it's cool. I jumped in my car and peeled out of there faster than anyone has ever peeled out of anything. I was mortified. In retrospect, it's actually quite a compliment that they were feeling so loosey-goosey and sexy after one of my massages they immediately started having sex.
They felt relaxed and ready for the day.
But that is... that's so embarrassing.
That is.
You got to go up. You got to interrupt.
Really good.
And also the woman like just running away naked and like doesn't face her again. And the guy's like, sup, it's cool.
The guy was so relaxed. I was really nervous. He was going to be like, why in the world would you? You know, I mean, like, I love that he was sort of like, whatever, laissez-faire about it.
It's so funny.
Cavalier.
Like, I know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm wearing only a shirt and you can see my junk. And you saw me going to town with my lady.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah, it's a good one.
A glass house.
People that live in glass houses.
I hate to follow that.
Shouldn't bone down if anyone's around.
There's that metaphor. I knew. I was like, that breaks the glass ceiling of embarrassment.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good one.
Thanks. Okay. This is from Michael in Long Beach. And he writes, when I was a sophomore in college, I was an intern at Capitol Records. I'd always wanted to work in the music industry, and getting the job at one of the most iconic recording studios in Los Angeles was a dream come true. While there, I did everything. I did whatever they needed me to do. Sometimes I got to listen back to tracks recorded there with one of the sound engineers, and that was so fun.
That's so cool.
I wanted to be a sound engineer so badly and was learning so much. There was a sound engineer there that shall remain nameless, and one day he set me out for his lunch. He was working on something and didn't have time to leave, so I gladly went and got him lunch. I got him a burrito and a cold Coke, his favorite. I was rushing back. As soon as I got there, I slipped into his recording session and handed him his meal. There were other people in the recording studio at the time, and the engineer instantly opened his Coke. Time slowed down as an enormous eruption of Coke fizz shot up and all around us. It sprayed him, me, a couple of people, and the soundboard.
Oh, no.
It was a geyser of Coke fizz raining down on us, and it landed everywhere.
Oh, man.
What the fuck? The engineer screamed.
He's like, did you shake that shit out?
Fired. You're fucking fired.
Oh my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
In a second. I barely had any time to say anything as I was ushered from the room, away from my dreams forever. I did get fired that day for giving this sound engineer a fizzy, shaken up Coke. To this day, I wonder two things. One, why did he open his Coke that fast?
Yeah.
And two, did he think that I did it on purpose? I'll never know because I never saw him again. That incident put a bad taste in my mouth about the whole industry, and I went into real estate instead.
Oh, okay. You know, well, I hope you're doing real estate.
Selling, what is it? Selling Hollywood?
Selling Sunset?
Selling Sunset, there it is.
Yeah, I don't watch it, but.
I don't watch it either.
I've seen it.
Yeah,
seen the ads.
Yay.
Wow, that's harsh. That's pretty harsh.
That's the biz. You want a job in the industry? Don't spray Coke on your boss.
Well, he didn't spray the Coke.
He didn't mean to.
You know, why is he opening Coke around those boards in the first
place? Why is he just opening that up? I know, that's a nightmare.
They're not even supposed to drink and eat in there, I feel.
No.
I mean, they do, but like,
yeah, he was super hungry, I guess. But
what are you going to do?
You're going to fire your intern.
You're going to fire.
All right, that's it.
Lowest on the totem pole. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
Okay, my last story comes from Brian in San Francisco. Brian. And he writes, it was the 90s. I was in my early 20s and I didn't have a cell phone yet. That will be important later. Through mutual friends, I met this girl, Cindy, and I was head over heels for her. I wanted nothing more than to impress her and sweep her off her feet. We'd been around each other a few times at parties, but I finally got up the nerve to ask her out. I was thrilled she said yes, and we decided to grab dinner at a hot spot in downtown San Francisco. I picked her up and we arrived a little early so we could walk around downtown and talk and get to know each other better. Downtown San Francisco was pretty much always crowded, and there were lots of people milling about and going in and out of shops. Suddenly, I got the urge to fart.
Okay, as you do.
I tried to hold it in, but I knew there was no way. As we were walking, I lagged behind for a second without telling her and pretended to tie my shoe as she kept walking. Oh, okay. The old tire shoe gag. There were a ton of people on the street, as I mentioned, so I was sure I could easily crop dust and keep walking, so I let it rip.
Crop dust.
Unfortunately, I got more than I bargained for. And yep, you guessed it. That fart was a shart. I could feel it and I was horrified and also nervous it would be apparent on the back of my khakis.
Ugh. Khakis.
Those khakis. It was the 90s.
That's so
Everyone
Midwestern.
Was in khakis.
Khakis. I grew up with khakis.
I didn't know what to do, so I told my date we should stop into J. Crew because the store window looked interesting. She agreed, and we headed inside. I made sure to square off so she was never behind me, and I prayed that she couldn't smell the funk in my pants.
No.
You know it stinks. You know it does. And him just picturing, like, do I just have, like, a brown skid down the back of my pants right now? How bad is it? I tried distracting her by saying, hey, look at that dress over there. You should try that on. As she turned towards it, I scurried to the cashier, picking up a new pair of pants that looked identical to the ones
I
had on.
No way. Really?
And a sweater as well, you know, to not seem obvious that I was there to hide my shit pants.
Oh.
As she would come back towards me, I would point out something else in the store and be like, hey, you should go check that out.
She's like, what are you doing? I'm spending $1,000.
What's that necklace over there? You should see that. My distraction tactics were getting obvious and weird at this point, and she looked at me like, okay.
Yeah.
I told the cashier to hurry up and ring me up. He proceeded to ask me a bunch of questions and make small talk. I threw cash at him as I continued to try to distract my date from what I was doing. I asked her if she wanted anything, and she said no, and I told her I got a sweater and that I needed to use the restroom really quickly. She said, oh, let me see, and pawed at the bag. Oh. I held it tightly and swiftly grabbed the sweater out and flashed it around to her. She said, oh, it's beautiful. I excused myself and ducked into the closest public bathroom. Luckily, no one was in there, and I locked the door. I grabbed a ton of paper towels and wet them, stripped my pants and underwear off, and trashed them both, as they were, in fact, covered in shit.
Oh!
I proceeded to give myself a sink bath until I felt decently clean. Oh,
this guy's amazing. Gosh. I mean, I'm so into this because it's like, wow, he's making this disappear.
He had the wherewithal to be like, I'm going to cover it up.
The embarrassment. Yes.
I then went to pull the new pants out of the J. Crew bag and realized to my horror, they weren't there.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Where are they?
I was panicked and naked from the waist down and only had a sweater in the bag. The cashier must have either forgotten to ring me up or put them in the bag.
There's no way.
I didn't even pay attention to the receipt or the bag because I was so distracted. As I first mentioned, I didn't have a cell phone, so I couldn't just call a friend.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, this is terrible.
Or even the J. Crew down the street to help out. I was completely stuck. I couldn't pull my shit pants out of the trash can. They now had a pile of wet, shitty paper towels on top of them. What was I to do?
What do you do?
I'd already been in there for 15 minutes and now I had no pants. So what would you do? What would you do in this situation?
I would have to wait for someone to come into the bathroom and then be like, dude, this is what happened. Blah, blah, blah. Can you go out there and get my pants?
See, you're thinking like he does. Oh, right?
Good. Okay.
You're thinking smart. There was no way I could face Cindy like this and tell her what happened. I debated wrapping the sweater around myself, but realized that would look ridiculous. Our dinner reservation was in 5 minutes.
No.
I'm sure she was wondering where I was. My only course of action was to take no action. I unlocked the bathroom door and headed to a stall to wait and pray that someone else would come in who I could beg to help me.
Being that person walking in, all of a sudden a guy comes out and he's got like no pants on. He's like, hey, man, do you think
you turn right back around and you run out?
Wait for that question to finish.
A couple of minutes later, a man walked in and I told him my story from behind the stall. He left before I could even finish.
He did.
I'm sure I sounded crazy.
That person would leave a man drowning.
Yeah. 5 minutes later after that, another man walked in and I also told him my story. He laughed and listened and to my relief said he would help me. I gave him cash and asked him to please go pick up a size 34 pair of light colored khakis from J. Crew. He agreed and I waited in the stall praying that he would not just take the money and run. It took another 20 minutes, but he finally came back and it was the right pair. At this point, I'd been in the restroom for 45 minutes and I was sure Cindy thought I ditched her. What could I even tell her now? As embarrassing as it was, I should have just told her what happened. I headed back to J. Crew where I left her and she wasn't there. I headed to the restaurant and she also wasn't there.
Oh no, there's no cell phone.
It's been 45 minutes. I would leave too. I mean, come on, you think like, okay, there's he said he was no going to the bathroom. He was acting weird in J. Crew. Like he ditched me. Like what happened, you know?
Yeah.
He kept telling me to go try on dresses and necklaces and then he bought himself a sweater. Rude.
Rude. I wanted that dress that he told me to try on and the necklace.
Defeated, I headed home. I was sure I'd blown it for good. Yeah. I called Cindy that night to profusely apologize and she wouldn't pick up. I called her for a week straight and she finally called me back. I ended up fessing up to what happened because I couldn't think of a believable lie.
That's so sad.
And she couldn't stop laughing. Oh. She agreed to go out with me again and I'm happy to say we've been married for 22 years
that
now.
That is a great story. Okay. The end of that makes me so happy because
it could have been
like
a misconnection.
That story. It could have been a misconnection.
I know. How intense is that? Like you get in there, you get cleaned up, and then you realize you don't have the pants
your
and
fault.
You're naked in the bathroom with nothing but a sweater and the mercy of a stranger. You have to be like, okay, somebody has got to help me. And 45 minutes in there.
And that stranger.
And you can't even
you.
Walk out at that point, even if you wanted to tell her. You couldn't go out into the city of downtown San Francisco. No. You'll get fined.
You couldn't. You will get. Well,
like he could wrap the sweater
fined.
Like a diaper around himself. That would be like his only key, you know.
So
but
sad.
Then he would look so crazy.
That's so, so sad. I
she
think
got
if I'm
ditched
her,
in
I go
J.
and
Crew.
Knock on the bathroom door and I'm like, are you okay?
Well, she was like in J. Crew and he left to go to a public restroom. She probably didn't even know exactly where he even went, you know?
Yeah. I'm really glad.
Because they don't have bathrooms in there.
He told her the truth.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a note to our, to like listeners. Just tell people
Fess
the
up.
Truth. Just
Fess
tell
up.
Them. It's funny.
It is funny.
And if they don't laugh, then they're not worth it.
I mean, it's super embarrassing that's for somebody so that you have a major crush on to admit to. But he was like, if I don't tell her, I'm going to lose her. So that telling the truth, that
you,
was
you,
the right
you show
move.
All your cards, but it worked out.
That was the right move.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. That is such a good story. That's
because
so
anything else wouldn't be believable. It's like, you've got to just tell what happened because otherwise she's going to be like, you left for 45 minutes. Like you were either scoring drugs or
you're either a drug addict
what
or
happened?
Yeah, or your other girlfriend came to the mall and looking for you and you were gonna go, you know, that's
just say you shit yourself.
No, man. Do you remember the days of no cell phones? That's
no,
what
you're
happened.
Screwed. Like just being in a bathroom stall waiting for someone to come in and the first person was like, yeah, right. I'm like not responding and leaving.
Yeah. I love that the person did that. It's like it's so like funny. You leave someone drowning and the other person saves you.
Yeah.
Well, so my final story is that. So I am going to tell a story that I just thought of that happened to me that is that's so embarrassing, but it, and it's kind of profound too.
Okay, great.
It's really profound.
I love
Everyone's going to learn something from this story. And
I can't
be
wait. I'm on the edge
bit
of my
wiser.
Seat.
So I, in my 20s, was dating this guy and we were living together and it, you know, it was like a 3-year relationship. And, you know, I wasn't like, I wasn't thinking about marriage. I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And so we're walking down the street. It's a really quick story. We're walking down the street, you know, talking about whatever we're doing. And it was just like enjoying the downtown. And then all of a sudden I see him get down on one knee.
Oh no.
And I'm sprinting before it was like, I started running. And
you ran away?
Out of the periphery, I see him get down on one knee. And in my mind,
oh
I
my
say,
God.
He's proposing to me. And I ran so fast
You
away.
Ran the other direction?
I ran down the street.
And like, where were you going to go? You're like, just going to leave? Just bye.
My animal instinct, to like fight or flight, was just like, get out of here. You're going to get killed. Like,
I feel that so hard.
I ran so fast until I stopped and was like, what just happened? Like, I went out of body experience. I'm like... I turn around. He's tying his shoe. And he looks up. He's like, why did you run? And it was one of those things where I could have just been like, oh, I saw a bus that I wanted to see the decal on, but I didn't. I was like, I thought you were going to propose to me. And he realized that if he had been proposing, I would have run down the street.
You guys dated for 3 years at this point?
We had dated for 3 years.
That is hilarious.
I don't know if he was thinking about proposing to me, but he said something about like, he got me diamond earrings for our anniversary. And he said something like, next year might be something different. And I remember being like, huh? Like I was too scared. And in that moment, I showed all my cards and we broke up. We didn't break up because of that, but we broke up.
Well, no, because he knew there was no future. Because he's like, if your instinct is
to run. I have never
run
faster in my life.
That is so funny.
Sprinted faster, so fast. And but how embarrassing is that? I turn around and he's like, why'd you run? And I'm like, I thought you were proposing it. And then he realizes that I would have run away.
No,
as
that's
fast as I could.
That's really
I was out
funny.
Of breath for like 5 minutes.
I love that so much.
So that's it. Yeah, that's my final story. But the whole getting down the tire shoe, that reminded me.
That reminded you.
Oh, that's our show.
That's our show. It was such a good one.
It was such a good one. That glass house. Oh, Stephanie. You win an award.
You win, right?
Award winning.
It's so good. If you loved our show, please tell a friend. Also, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts.
Yay.
And if you have an embarrassing story of your own, please email us at beatrebpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear
it. Love it. And if you want to buy us a cup of coffee, you can go to our Patreon. It's a page, right?
It's linked in our show notes.
It's linked in our show notes. So,
yes.
Yeah.
If you can't beat them,
join them.
Thanks for
listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.